Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us, Vashoyel Mishalem Asakol, that a Shoyel is responsible for everything that happens, any type of damage, the Shoyel will be held responsible. It says the Gemara Bishlam Shvura Mesa, if the animal died or got injured, that we understand why a shoyl is chayiv the ksiv, because the Torah says very explicitly, v'chiyishal ish me'eyu v'nishbar ameis, shalim yishalim. And the Tosfos Rosh points out, why does the Torah have to speak about both shvura and meisa? Because if the Torah would have only said that yichayiv for shvura, because we would say that it's a normal type of situations that something like this would happen to an animal. And moreover, it's something that is preventable. If you were to perhaps watch your animal in a more diligent fashion, this wouldn't have happened. However, mesa, which is something which is out of our control, maybe there's not going to be an obligation for mesa. On the other hand, if we would have only said mesa, if the Torah would have only said mesa, we would say that mesa was something that is an irreparable loss. But this, which is not an irreparable loss, should not have the same din. That's why the Torah had to say both shvura and mesa. Ella shvuya b'shoyel. If an animal that was you're a shoyel on was kidnapped, menolon, how will you know that the shoyel is chayiv? V'chitaim, and if you'll argue, nalef mishvura mesa, we should learn the halacha that just like shvura mesa are an oinus, and as we're learning now, that even though they are oinsim, they're beyond our control, the Torah says yechayiv. Here too will be the halacha by shvuya. But says the Gemara, mal shvura mesa, when we speak about shvura mesa, sheken unso the salka datahu, it's something that is expected. Death happens. Animals break parts of their body. Nobody would have assumed that's going to happen. And therefore, when I borrowed the animal, no one could suggest that I borrowed the animal recognizing and knowing that if this is going to happen, that I will be held responsible. And therefore, maybe I ought not to be held responsible. So our question comes back. How do we know that a shoyl is chayiv for shvuya? Says the Gemara, nemar shvur v'meisa b'shoyl. The Torah speaks about the case of shvur and meisa by a shoyl, as we quoted the pasuk a moment ago. V'nemar shvur v'meisa b'shem esachar, that a shem esachar is potter. Malahalan, just like when the Torah speaks about a shem esachar that's not chayiv for oinus, the animal that's kidnapped is included in the same category as all other einsim, as the Torah Kedoshah says, "Omeis einishbar einishbar ein roya." Afkan, so too we say here, "Shvuy imoy," that when you chay for einsim, you chay for all types of einsim. But ask the Gemara, "Ikla mifrach." One could question this line of reasoning, because mal shayim esachar, when the Torah speaks about a shvuy by shayim esachar, that, and as we said now, the onus of shvuya is more of an onus, because it's something, as the Gemara said a moment ago, we could not have assumed is going to happen. And therefore, the person who's watching the animal should not be held responsible if that happens. However, toimer b'shoyel, but when we speak about a shoyel, we're speaking about chiyuv. And the question comes back that maybe a shoyl is only chayiv for shvura mesa, which is something that he could have expected to happen. And since he could have expected to happen, he took on responsibility if it's going to happen. Whereas when we speak about a shoyl, maybe he's going to be chayiv by shvura mesa, but he's not going to be chayiv on a shvuya. And therefore, we're back to our question. How can we know, asked the Gemara, that a shoyl is not just chayif for shvura mesa? The Torah should have said the din by, we can't know that that's the din by shvuya as well. Ella, says the Gemara, Reb Nosson. It's taught the way Reb Nosson taught us. The Tanya Reb Nosson Omer. The Torah says by a shoyl, the nishba omeis. The Torah could have just said v'nishbar omeis. The oi, the extra word oi, is superfluous. Larabbis, that yichayiv even for shvuya. But ask the Gemara, hi oi miboyle, this word oi is needed for a different purpose. Hi oi miboyle lechalik, the salkatat the chamina. If the pasuk would have just read v'nishbar omeis, we would think that ad the mitbar omeisa, unless both of these incidents happen, they were both, the animal was injured and it died, only then will be shoyl b'chayiv. But if one alone, one of these incidents alone, he won't be chayiv. That's why Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah had to write the oy. So the oy, as the Gemara, is not available to teach us the halacha of shvuya. So says the Gemara, Hanich l'Reb Nosson, as we are going to be learning, the Reb Nosson and Reb Oishia have a very big machloikus. And the question is, when the Torah uses words like v'nishbar omeis, does it mean that you have to have both? Or is the vav that is there between the two words, v'nishbar omeis, the vav that's before the word omeis, is enough to teach us that, I mean, two separate incidents? So if Rabbi Yonason says that that is enough to indicate that we're talking about two separate things, if that's the case, that it's, that vav is enough to teach us that we're speaking about two different things, so we know already, we don't need the oi to separate them. So the oi becomes extra, and once the oi becomes extra, it's here to teach us the din of shvuya. But according to Rabbi Oishia, as we're going to learn right now, Rabbi Oishia doesn't take that approach. And Rabbi Oishia's approach is that if it doesn't say oi, we can't separate the two words. If we can't separate the two words, so we're back to where we started, Mayik Lameimer. And where do we find this? Because the Torah tells us that one, Chas v'Shalom, may not curse a parent. And the way the Torah expresses itself, ish ki ish ish ashikalas ovivas imoy, mois yumas. Says the Braisa, only ela oviv imoy, if somebody, Rachman son, cursed both of his parents. Oviv b'loy imoy, if he cursed only his father. Or imoy b'loy oviv his mother and not his father, minayin, that he will be chayiv. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, "Aviv imay kila dama ba." Aviv kima imay kila. The pasuk has the word "aviv" next to the word "klala," and the pasuk has the word "imay" next to the word "klala." The Torah begins the pasuk "Ashi kalalas aviv," so the word, so the aviv is mentioned first after "klala," and here the pasuk mentions "imay kila." To teach us that the word klal is next to the mother. To teach us each one alone, if chas v'shalom, somebody curses either of them, he'll be chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Yishai, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishai. That's how Rabbi Yishai says. Rabbi Yonason Amar, Rabbi Yonason says we don't have to rely on this limud. Mashma, the pasuk itself teaches us that the halacha we are discussing, shneim ka'echad, if somebody curses both parents, Rachman Slan, or mashma echad b'fnei atzmai, and you cursed each parent individually. That's the way to learn the pasuk. Unless the Torah uses the word yachdav, and if the Torah uses the word yachdav, then and then alone does it mean you have to have both. Otherwise, without any other indication, the assumption is that we mean one. Either one. So now we bring it all together. So if, according to Rabbi Yonason, if the Torah would have just used the word v'nishbar omeis, that in itself would be enough for us to understand each one individually. So the word oy becomes superfluous, and here to teach us that a shoyl is chayiv for shvuya as well. But according to Rabbi Oishia, had we just been left with the word v'nishbar omeis, we would say that you have to have both to be chayiv by a shoyl. The only reason you don't need to have both to be chai by shoyl is because the Torah inserted the word oy. So then the word oy is not available for any other limudim. If the word oy is not available for other limudim, we're back to our question, how do we know that a shoyl is chai for shvuya? Says the Gemara, Fil Tam Reb Oishia, even though Reb Oishia throughout the Torah needs the word oy to separate, here he doesn't need it. My tama, because svaruhu, it's logical to say that malikot lekula malikot lepalga. What is the difference between shvura and mesa? When an animal is injured, it's considered like it's partially killed. And when the animal is mesa, it's completely killed. So the Torah doesn't have to differentiate and say you have to have both. One, the Torah is saying one alone is already teaching us that a shoyl is chayiv even if the animal, so to speak, dies. Why did the Torah have to write oy? To teach us one alone, we don't need that pasuk. It must be, even according to Rabbi Yishir, to teach us that a shoyl is chayiv for shvuya. Continues the Gemara. We started the shiur today that quoting the Mishnah that says a shoyl mishalem sakol. In all situation, a shoyl is chayiv. But ask the Gemara, gneva v'aveda b'shoyl menolon, how do we know that a shoyl is going to be chayiv for gneva v'aveda? Says the Gemara, v'chitema, and we'll say neilef m'shvura mesa. We should learn from shvura mesa. If he's chayiv for oynis by shvura mesa, then certainly, the halacha should be that he's chayiv for Geneva Aveda. Says the Gemara, Mal Shvur Mesa Dole Efshel Mitrach Vesuye. When we speak about Shvur Mesa, once this happens, it's not correctable. Time of Geneva Aveda, when we speak about Geneva Aveda, the Efshel Mitrach Vesuye, it can be corrected. You could try to find it if it's lost. You could try to find it if it's stolen. So the Rishonim ask, yes, the Gemara just said that Shvura Mesa can't be corrected, whereas Geneva Aveda could be corrected. But ask the Rishonim, we just finished learning that a Shoyel is Chayi by Shvuya. And once we finished learning the Shoyel is Chayi by Shvuya, a Shvuya, why shouldn't we be able to learn the halacha Geneva Veda from Shvuya? So the Tosfos answers, because Shvuya also could be corrected, because a Shvuya was only kidnapped for ransom. So Geneva Aveda is harder to correct than Shvuya, and therefore we can't learn one from the other. Agmar is discussing what is the halacha by Geneva Aveda by a shoyl. And the Achraidim discuss what's going to be halacha by Geneva Aveda by... The Achraidim ask, why do we need a Kal V'chomer? The Rekiva Eger asks, that isn't every shoyl a shoyma socher plus? Because a shoyma socher is a person who's at least getting paid. A shoyl, as we keep on saying, Kal Anar Shaloi. So, but he's certainly included in the category of a shoyl mesacher. And if the Torah, as we learned and going to learn, says expressly that a shoyl mesacher is chayiv for Geneva Aveda, that should automatically include a shoyl mesacher. So Rekiv Eger quotes the Rivash that asked this question, and he says that's not true. The way to view a shoyl is not to view a shoyl as a shoyl mesacher plus, rather, to understand that a shoyl and shoyl mesacher are two totally different types of shoyrim. The Sefer Shmatz of the shoyrim explains because a shoyl mesacher and a shoyl mechinam are much more similar to a worker. I ask somebody to watch this on my behalf. The only difference between a shoyl mechinam and a shoyl mesacher is that the shoyl mechinam who was asked to watch this is not being paid, and the Shemesh Sachar is getting paid. But they're considered worker. And that means when we speak about a worker is really, as we've discussed many times in our Shiurim, an extension of his employer. Whereas a Shoyl, who is borrowing my object to use, he's not my employee. It's a whole different category. What he really is somebody who's taking something that belongs to me. He's taking something that belongs to me and is using it for himself. And therefore, we can't view, he says, the shoyl as a shomer socha plus. And therefore, just because the shomer socha is chai for gneva aveda, that has no bearing on what will be the halacha by a shoyl. That's why the Gemara's question that we're learning is what is the halacha by a shoyl regarding gneva aveda is a very fair question. Elok yehad tanya. How do we know that a shoyl is chai for gneva aveda? The Brisa teaches us. The Torah in the parasha of the shoyl says, "V'nishbar ameis shalom yishalim, ainli el shvur ameisa." So from this pasuk, we only know that a shoyl is chai for oinsim for gneva aveda. For Shvura Mesa, Gneva Vaveda Benayin, Amrit Kavachomer, we learn a Kavachomer. Uma Shemes Socher, Shepotal Shvura Mesa. If a Shemes Socher that's Potter on Shvura Mesa, is Chai Begneva Vaveda, Shoyl, Shechai Beshvura Mesa, Einadin Shechai Begneva Vaveda, which even a Shemes Socher is to, which is even Chai, the Shemes Socher is Chai Begneva Vaveda. It says the Gemara, V'zu kavachomer shein alav tshuva. Says the Gemara, what would you mean mei alav tshuva? And the way the Ritva explains the Gemara is, why did the Braisa find it necessary to say v'zu kavachomer shein alav tshuva? Clearly what the Braisa was saying is that you really may have a question on the kavachomer we're learning now, and the Braisa is telling us, ignore your question. Zuay la tshuva, there's nothing to be concerned with this question. What was the question? The chitema. So the Gemara tells us what was the question that could have been asked. Dikla mifrach. Ma'al shem socher. She came shalom. Tashlume kefil. Betoyin tainis listem mezuyin. We've learned that if somebody makes a claim, that if that claim were true, he would be potter. And now by making that claim, and it turns out that he was lying. If he makes a claim that the object was stolen, and it was stolen in a way that he would be potter, by when he's caught, he has to pay kefil. So if a shomer socher says that the object that he was watching was taken b'gneiva of a list of mezuyin. So even though, as we learned and are learning, that shomer, that a shomer chinam is chayiv for gneiva aveda. A shomer socher is chayiv for gneiva aveda. A shomer socher is not chayiv for list of mezuyin, because even though it's a case of robbery, it really is an oinus. As we've been learning, a shomer socher is not chayiv for oinus. So if it turns out that what he said isn't true, and there was no list of mezuyin, he's going to have to pay kefil. Whereas a shoyl, if a shoyl says it was taken by list of mezuyin, so as we just said, a list of mezuyin is oinus, and a shoyl is chayiv for oinsim. That being the case, so he'll never have to pay kefil. So says the Gemara that the shomer socher has a chumrah that the shoyl doesn't have. That the shomer chinam will have, the shomer socher could potentially be chayiv kefil, whereas a shoyl cannot be chayiv kefil. Says the Gemara, afilo acha kana de shoyl adifa. Yes, you can have such a situation. But what would be in such a situation? If a shoyl were to say there was a list of mezuyin, the halacha is, he would have to pay keren. No further question. He would have to pay the value of the object. By shomer socher, now begins a discussion. If he was saying the truth, he'll be potter. If he actually lied, he'll be chayiv kefil. Keren that you're going to get for sure is more chomer, stricter than just kefil, which you may not get at all. Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, another way of defending the Kal v'Chomer, Ksava list of Mezuyin Gazlin, who? The list of Mezuyin is considered a Gazlin and not a Ganif. And as we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, very extensively, the only time where you pay kefil is by a ganif. By a gazlin, there's never a chiv kefil. And therefore, what are you saying? That the Shai Mesachim has a chumra that he may end up paying kefil by this list of mezuyin? That isn't true. It's not a ganif, it's a gazlin, and there's no kefil. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechan, so now we've learned a source, l'chiv, that a shoyl is chai b'gneva aveda. But there's another halacha, that the halacha is that bal of imay, that you're not chayiv. Now, when we speak about the halacha, a bal of imay, that the Torah says by a shoyl, a bal of imay, he's potter, the halacha is that the Torah says that halacha by shvuru umesa, by oinus, as the Torah says, so that the Torah only said by an oinus. If there was an oinus and bal of imoy, the shoyl doesn't have to pay. But how do we know, asked the Gemara, that if there was gneva v'aveda with bal of imoy, the shoyl will also not have to pay? The chitema, if you'll say, nail of mishvur avesa, we shall learn the halacha by gneva v'aveda from Shvura Mesa, from an Oinus, says the Gemara, that obviously doesn't work. Because Mal Shvura Mesa, Shekain Oinus. How do we know that this ball of Imai Halacha also applies with Gneva Veda? El Gomer Meshem Asachar. We learn from Meshem Asachar that just like Meshem Asachar is part of Gneva Veda when ball of Imai, so too will be the halacha by a shoyl. So ask the Gemara, Meshem Asachar Gufei Minolon, and how do we know that so is the halacha by Meshem Asachar? Says the Gemara, Gamri Chiyuvah the Shem Sachem Chiyuvah the Shalom. We learn the Shem Sachem from the Shoyel. Ma'ala Halan, the Baal and Potter, just like by Shoyel, he's Potter the Baal of Imai on Einzim, Afkan, the Shem Sachem is Potter the Baal of Imai, he's Potter. Ask the Gemara, how do we get there? Mamai Gomer, if we're going to say, Abmah Metzinu, that just like a Shoyel is Chayiv and Einzim, but if Baal of Imai he's Potter, so too will say that Shem Asachar, who's normally Chayiv for Gneva Aveda, Baal of Imai is Potter. But ask the Gemara, Ikla Mifkir Pechinon. But that logic is refutable. Shekain Oinus. When is a Shoyl Potter for Baal of Imai? In a case of an Oinus. But we don't have a precedent that he's Potter by. We don't have a precedent that he's Potter, or that anybody's potter for Baal of Imai by Gneva Aveda. Elam Akra says the Gemara, as the Torah introduces the parish of the Shoyl, the Torah says, V'chi Yishol. There's an extra Vav, the Vav Moisev El Inyan Rishon, V'yim El Elyon, the parish that comes before the parish of a Shoyl. The parish of a Shem Sachar, we learn the halacha of a parish of the Shem Sachar from the Shoyl. And just like the Shoyl has a exemption of Baal of Imai, so too will the Shem Asachar. Says the Gemara, Vakati, so now that we know that a Shem Asachar is part of Baal of Imai, Shem Asachar le Gomer, Dekel Mifrach, how will we know that a Shoyl is part of Gneva Veda? Because Mal Shem Asachar, she came part of Shvura Mesa, we can make an argument that a Shem Asachar who's potter and Einzim will also be potter by Gneva Aveda, a Baal of Imai. Time B'Shoyl, whereas a Shoyl, which is Chai B'Shvura Mesa, maybe doesn't have a dispensation of Baal of Imai by Gneva Aveda. El, says the Gemara, so if that's the question, El Gvei, says the Gemara, the way to understand why a Shoyl is potter on Gneva Aveda when Baal of Imai is learnt as follows. Gneva Aveda b'shoyl chiyuv minolan. How do we know that a shoyl is chayv for Gneva Aveda? We learn it, the Gemara Meshem Asachar. We learn it from Meshem Asachar. So says the Gemara, if, and the way we learn is, if a Meshem Asachar,
who's potter and oinus is chayiv and geneva v'aveda, a shoyl who's chayiv for oinsim is certainly going to be chayiv for geneva v'aveda. It says the Gemara, but we have a rule, if we learn one issue subject from another subject, all of the halachas that apply to the malamed, to the one that's teaching us, apply to the Talmud as well. So if Gneva Aveda D'Shem Sochar, as we just established, Balam Potter, Af Gneva Aveda D'Shoyel, Nami Balam Potter. But it says the Gemara, Hanicha, this works, Lamandomer, Lamandislay, according to the opinion that subscribes to the concept of Dayoy. El Lamanda Islay, Dayamakalamemer. What are we going to say, according to the Mandomer that doesn't subscribe to Dayoy? And Tosfos points out that the Mandomer that doesn't subscribe to Dayoy is Rabbi Tarfin, in Mesecht Baba Kama, on Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph. But Tosfos says that this question that the Gemara asks, really after learning the Gemara in Masechet Baba Kama, could easily be answered. Because even though the Gemara in the Havamin over there says that Rav Tarfin does not subscribe to Dayoy, what the Gemara does also say, however, is that Rav Tarfin agrees that that under certain circumstances, we do subscribe to Dayoy. And therefore, if there won't be a kal v'chomer, then we don't say dayoy. So if that's the question, so we're back to where we started. Really, that's not an answer. But the Gemara gives a different answer. Elam akra v'chi yishel vav moisev al inyan rishon. As the Gemara said a few moments ago, there's a vav that introduces the parash of shoyel, which it serves to connect the halachas of a shoyel to the halachas of a shemes sechar, and it goes two ways. The yimun elyon, metachtem metachtem elyon. We learned the halacha of a shemes sechar from a shoyel. The halacha that we learned was that you potter by ball of imai, and now we learn the halacha of gneva aveda by a shoyel from the halachas of gneva aveda by shemes sechar. Just like a shemes sechar is chayiv for gneva aveda, so too will a shoyel be chayiv for Gneva Aveda, and as the Rishonim point out, there's no need for Kal V'chomers anymore. Itmar, says the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha of Pshia B'Balam? What's going to be the halacha if there was a Pshia, which we know all Shomrim are Chayiv for Pshia, even Shemachinim, but there was Baal of Imai? Will there be a Chayiv or not? So says the Gemara, Pligba, it's actually the subject of a Machlaikis of Ravina, Rav Acha Ravina. Charam Achayiv, Charam Apotter. And the Gemara explains, Mandam Achayiv Kesava, Mikra Nidrish Lefonov, V'loylev Nefonov. The Torah, the order of the Shomer mentioned the Parshas Mishpatim, Hashem Echinam, Hashem Esachar, Shoyel. So the Torah introduced in the Parsha of Shoyel, the Halacha of Baal of Imai. As we've learned, the Torah with the Vav connects the Parsha of Hashem Esachar and Shomer and Shoyel, and therefore Shoyel, just like a Shoyel has the exemption of Baal of Imai, as we've been learning, so too will be the halacha of Hashem Esachar. But we don't take that halacha two parshas back, and it doesn't apply to Hashem Echinam. Helkach, in Baal of Imai, Hashem Echinam like Siv, this new halacha of Baal of Imai doesn't speak to Hashem Echinam, which is another way of saying it doesn't speak to Pshia, because that's the only case that Hashem Echinam is Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, we've learned that a Shem Echinam will not have the dispensation of Baal of Imai. But says the Gemara, Pshia Nami B'Shem Esach B'Shayel like Siv. The Torah never says explicitly that a Shem Esach and a Shayel Achayah for Pshia. Hilkach, B'Shem Esach B'Shayel, L'Chiv Asur, B'Kavachayim Hashem Echinam. That we should learn a Kal V'chomer. If a Shem Echinam, which is the easiest, the least responsible, is the best way to explain it, the least responsible all Shomrim is Chayiv for Baal of Imai, the halacha is that a Shem Esachar and a Shoyel, who have higher levels of responsibility, should be Chayiv. A Baal Liftar, after Shem Esachar and Shoyel, loy,
So the more we can't learn it. My time the king of Baal of Imala Yishalim. A shayla shem socher. A chanach yuvah the ksiv behed yuvah the ksiv. Only what the Torah speaks about them explicitly. Gneva veid by shem socher. Oinsim by shayla. But regarding pshia, which the Torah never speaks about the situation of pshia by shem socher. The Torah never explicitly speaks about the situation of pshia by shayla. And therefore, how do we know that they are chayiv by pshia? The only way we know that they're chayiv by pshia is because we learned the halacha from Shemichinim. That if a Shemichinim is chayiv by pshia, certainly Shemisachar and a shayla chayiv by pshia. And if we're learning now that the Shemichinim who's chayiv by pshia does not have the dispensation of Baal of Imoy by pshia, so too will be the halacha by Shemisachar and a shayla. Or man damar, that says that that you we do say Baal of Imai even by Pshia. Man dam apata kasava mikra nidresh lefonav or lefneifonav. And therefore, kiksiv in Baal of Imai, so when the Torah says this new dispensation of Baal of Imai, it's not just limited to the Shoyal, it's also speaking to the Shema Sachar, which is the parasha before. It's not just talking to the Shema Sachar, which is the parasha before. It's also speaking to the Shema Chinam, which is the parasha before that. So we're going to now continue discussing this question: what is the halacha Baal of Imai Bepshia? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah we learned on Daf Tzadik Dalar Amman Aleph Torah. So Shaul Sapol, if somebody borrowed a cow, Shaul Balai Imai, and he also has the owner of the cow working for him, the shayl has a part of a socher balayimai, or he the first case he asked the owner to work for him, in the second case he hired him to work on him, or shayl bala a socher v'akach, or he hired or borrowed the owner, and after that shayl bala a socheron v'akach shayl sapara mace, in all these cases v'mace potter. Now the Gemara makes the point the Mishnah only spoke about the case of a shayl. Why was the Shemichinam not mentioned? Because there is no such dispensation of Baal of Imai by Shemichinam. Ask the Gemara, if that's the line you're going to take, did the Mishnah mention about Shemisachar? El Vadai. Ella, how must we learn? Tanam Milsof, the Ksiv Behediktani. Our Tan is only focusing on what the Torah said explicitly. So the Torah explicitly said by Shoyal that there's a Ptor of Baal of Imai, and that's what the Mishnah teaches us. But the case of a Shemisachar, which as we've been learning throughout our Shir, is only taught Midrasha like Tani. And the Meritz Chayis asks a question. So here we're saying that the Mishnah prefers to mention something which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, rather than mentioning something which is only taught by drasha. Ask the Meritz Chayis that there are many places in Shas where the Gemara says that something that was learned through a drasha, chavivalei. So we prefer to teach what was learned through a drasha. And here the Gemara is saying the Mishnah prefers to teach us something that's explicit. So the Meritz Chayis says that we have to pay attention to the words. There's two very different words here. There's a word called chaviva, and there's a word called chashiva. Chaviva means beloved. Chashiva means more significant. Yes, milsa da'asi medrasha, something that's learned from medrasha, chaviva, has the special affinity to something learned that way. But what does that mean, explains the Meritz Chayis. Because it's chaviva, and we're going to teach both halachas, the halacha that we learn from what the Torah says explicitly, and the halacha for what's taught because the Torah taught it, because we learn it through a drasha. We're going to mention what we learned from the drasha first, because chaviva, that's more beloved. But that's when we're going to be mentioning both. There, the drasha comes first. But if only one of the halachas is going to be mentioned, of course we're only, and that's Pshat and Al Gemara, of course we're only going to mention the one that says Beferish in the Torah, because what says explicitly in the Torah is Chashiva. So we don't have any proof from this.
Tashma, so the Gemara brings a proof from the following Braisa. The Braisa teaches us, Shola, if somebody borrowed a cow, Vishol Bala Imai. Sachra, Vishol Bala Imai. Shola Vishol Bala Imai. Next case was somebody borrowed the para and they hired the owner. Sachra Vishol Bala Imai. Abi Shabalim Oisim Malach B'makam Acher. Even though the workers aren't working, the owners are working for the shoyl or for the soicher, but they're not together. They're somewhere else. Umeisa potter savroa. So says the Gemara. The yeshiva talmidim assumed. How many? Whose opinion is this? That it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a soicher, as we learned, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameyer. What is the halachic status of a soicher? And he says that the status of a soicher is that he's like a shemesh soicher dummy. He's mentioning something that we only learn from a drasha. That the soicher is treated like a shemesh soicher is taught from a hekish. And yet, he's mentioning it in this brisa. So he's not limiting, this brisa is not limiting itself to things that are only explicit in the Torah. It's still even mentioning things that we learn from a drasha. Vila shem echinam like tani. So we see that this halacha, a ball of imoy, is only by a soicher, by a shem esacher, not by a shoyl, not by shem echinam, not by poshaya. Ask the Gemara, how many? No, we're going to learn that this brisa is following the opinion of Rameya. Dami soicher shem echinam dami, the tani shem echinam. And if that's the case, the halacha will be, if we're saying a soicher has the Torah ball of imoy, so too will a shemachinim. Because according to Rameya, a soicher and a shemachinim are treated the same. And certainly that will be the din by shemachachar. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara, we could say, Kiramachlev, Rabbi Ravuva Tani Shoicher, Ketzim Shalom, Rameya, Imer, Kishemachachar, Rabbi Yuda, Imer, Kishemachinim. And therefore, the Braisa is going to say Shem Echinam that according to Yehuda, the halach is that way. So it turns out that this question of what is the halacha of a Pshia Babalim is very much connected to the Machlokes of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the halacha of a Soicher? If the halacha of a Soicher is like a Shem Echinam, then the halacha will be that there will be an exemption, a ball of imoy by Peshia. If a soicher is treated like a shem esacher, we don't have any proof that Peshia that we say ball of imoy by Peshia. The Rambam paskins that the halacha a ball of imoy applies by Peshia as well. But there's another Rambam. The Rambam says that if a Shem Sacher was asked to watch something, and that Shem Sacher gives it to a Shem Echinam, then the Shem Sacher will be chayiv if anything happens when it's under the care of the Shem Echinam. Even if we know that the owner of the Bekadin trusts that Shem Echinam, the Shem Sacher had no right to diminish the level of Shmira by taking it from him who he is a Shemesach to Shemechinam. The Rambam continues that in such a case, that not only if a Shemesach gives it to a Shemechinam, will the Shemesach be responsible, but we won't even be able to say Bal of Imai. So ask the Kesef Mishnah if the Rambam holds that we say that there's a dispensation, a ball of imoy by Pshia, so why will he be chayiv if it's ball of imoy? So answers the Kesef Mishnah, that even though the Rambam, as we're saying, holds that we say ball of imoy by Pshia, a Shema Sacher, according to the Rambam, who now goes and gives something that was entrusted to him, to Shema Chinam, according to Rambam, the reason Yechayiv, it's not a din in Hilchas Shomrim. It's a new din. It's a din in mazik. You took this object that was in your hands and you're a shayim sachar, and now you give it to a shayim chinam, you're a mazik. The halachas that we're learning a ball of imoy don't obviously apply to a mazik. So we're learning here the halachas a ball of imoy. So I saw that the Sefer V'Yagid Yaakov explains that every Jew is considered a shomer. The reason every Jew is considered a shomer because Klal Yisrael was given the Torah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to watch the Torah, to protect the Torah. But if we're learning now, the halacha is that Baal of Imoy, according to one opinion, as we just finished learning, the Rambam's opinion, l'halacha, is that you potter by Baal of Imoy by Pshia. So why will we be held responsible if we don't watch the Torah properly? We have Baal of Imoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us all the time. So the Sefer V'Yagid Yaakov explains there are two types of people who don't follow the Torah. If somebody really believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just falls sometimes and he doesn't follow what the Torah says. So then, indeed, we'll be able to say, Baal of Imoy. He believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time. He might have failed, but that doesn't mean he doesn't believe in Baal of Imoy. But if somebody is an individual who doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he doesn't do what the Torah says, he can't use a claim of Baal of Imoy because he doesn't believe in a Baal of Imoy. And that's why he suggests there's a difference in how and why a person does an Aveira if we're going to say Baal of Imoy or not. Amar Rav Nuna. Says the Gemara Rav Nuna. Loilam b'chayiv, achteper chayrish bay, until the cow is, if the owner of the cow, to say Baal of Imoy has to be working with the cow. Chamor, if I borrow the donkey, Baal of Imoy means Chamar Achra. He's actually working with that donkey. And another halachi says that Ad Shebal Mishas Sheila Chas Shvur Mesa. In order to be able to apply the halacha, a Baal of Imoy, he says he has to be there from the beginning until the accident actually happens. Alma Kesavar. Obviously, it's Rav Humnuna's opinion. The Baal of Imoy, when the Torah teaches us the halacha Baal of Imoy, akskula milsa mashma. The Torah, when it says, chiyishal ishmi emarei v'nishba meis, Baal of Imoy shalom yishalim, that the halacha Baal of Imoy, if the owner is with you from the moment of the loan until the accident happens. Masav Rava, ask Rava, the Brisa teaches us, shal v'shal Baal Imoy, sach v'sach Baal Imoy, sach v'shal Baal Imoy, shal v'sach Baal Imoy, my laugh doesn't mean the melacha cheres. But Rav's Nuna just said you have to be working with the same thing as the cow or the donkey that I borrowed. Loi, says the Gemara, that's not what the Braisa means. Loi, it means that he's doing Moshe Melacha, he's working right now with that cow or right donkey. So what is meant with the words makam acher? So the mother come rapid was the come up. When you plow a field, the worker sometimes stands in front of the cow. So he's not right together with the cow. He's in front of the cow, and the Braisa and Rav Amnuna will agree, says that if he's there right in front of the cow, it's considered Baal Imoy. Says the Gemara, but the Sefer, which the Braisa Gemara is going to quote, speaks about a case, Al Gabahava, that we're speaking about, the Sefer speaks about a case where he's working with the animal itself. And the Braisa teaches us, as we just learned, that since it wasn't Baal of Imoy at the moment of the loan, even if the owner is now working directly on the animal, we won't be able to use the dispensation of Baal of Imoy. So isn't that a raya that Melocha Cheres means not that he's right there, but he's somewhere else altogether. And the Gemara develops its point. The Tani Sefer, the Braisa continues to say, Shala, if you borrowed the Parah, and only afterwards, Shal Balel.
Sochra, and only afterwards Socha Balai Imai, Abishal Balam Chorsha Al Gaba, they're directly on the animal, Chayiv. You won't have the Halacha Bal of Imai. So if the Reisha says Yepoter, means that you're not there at all. But that's the definition of Melacha Cheres. Amri, says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. But rather, to understand the Reisha and Sefer are speaking by Isa Melacha, that they're working with this cow. Reisha Ruvus Kamashlon, and the Reisha is coming to teach us a Chiddush, and the Sefer Ruvus Kamashlon. Reisha Ruvus Kamashlon, the Avagav, the Lav Al Gaba. If he's not directly on the animal, as long as he's in front of the animal, Elba Isa Melacha, Kivan the Hava, Baalim B'Shashela. Since they were there at the moment of the loan, that's enough to make a ball of Imai. The Sefer Ruvus Kamashlon, the Avagav, the Al Gaba, he's actually working with the animal. He's on the animal. However, Kivan Dalahaya Balam B'Shashela, they weren't Baal of Imai at the time of the loan, Chayiv. And therefore, there's no stira from the Braisa to Rav Hamnuna. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mai, Yam B'Shlomo Reisha B'Melacha Cheres, it will say that the Reisha is speaking about that he's not working together the Shoyl at all. And the Halach is that since he was there at time of the loan is chayiv, and the Seif is teaching us ba'isa melacha, that even though he's actually working with the animal, but since he wasn't working for him b'shah sheila, heiner avusa, so we could understand that each part of the b'risa is teaching us a chiddush. The b'risa is teaching us that the halacha, that even though they're doing work in another place, you're going to say ba'al of imoy, and the Seif is teaching us that even if you are doing actual work with it, you're don't say Baal of Imai. Eli Amit Reish Shiva Sefer. Both the Reish and the Sefer are speaking about Oysa Malacha, so that my Revusa, Idividim Oysa Malacha Hava. They're both speaking that he's doing something, and therefore the only difference is was I were there at the time of the loan at all or not. Void asking where Tang, the Bryce teaches us. Mashri Shinemar. The Torah says by Yishalim Baal of Imai Lo Yishalim. Any day of Baal of Imai, any Imai Shalim Yishalim. So obviously, only by Baal of Imai do we have this exemption. When you don't have Baal of Imai, you don't have this exemption. El Mat HaMeloimer, why does the Pasuk also say Baal of Imai, Einem HaShalim Yishalim? If the Torah says that when Baal of Imai, you're free, Baal of Ein Imai, obviously you won't be free. Why does the Torah have to teach us? Loimelach, to teach us, Hayam B'Shah Shela, as it was Baal of Imai at the moment of the loan, Ein Tzarech Lius Imai B'Shah Shvura Mesa. But if it was Baal of Imai at the time of the accident, not going to be good enough. Because Tzarech Lius Imai B'Shah Shela. So how could you, Rav Hamnuna, say that he has to be with you throughout? B'Tanya Idach, and there's another Braisa. B'Mashish Nev Baal of Imai Yishalim Yishalim. Any day Shem Baal of Imai Lo Yishalim. This Braisa takes us from the other perspective. The Torah says when Baal of Ein Imai, the Shoyl will have to pay. So it's obvious that if the Baal of is Imai, Lo Yishalim, you won't have to pay. If that's the case, Matam Alayim, why did the Torah have to say in Baal of Imai, Laim Alach, Kivin Shiyotzu Rishus HaMashal, Shachs B'Baalim, that as soon as the Shoyl had it for one moment with Baal of Imai, even though it didn't stay that way throughout the term of the Shayla, Meisapata, says the Gemara, Tiyufta the Rav Huna, Tiyufta, and from here we say that you don't have to have Shayla Bebal of Imai for the entire time. As long as there was Baal of Imai at the moment of the loan, that is enough to apply the concept of Baal of Imai.